Ever held a cup of coffee and thought, wait, do I say this cup is made of paper, made from paper, made with paper, or made out of paper? English has all these tiny little phrases that sound almost the same, but they don't always mean the same thing. So here's the content for today's lesson. Made of, made from, made with, made out of. They're all about what something is created from, but they each have slightly different uses. Let's break them down one by one. Number one, made of. This is the simplest one. We use made of when we want to talk about the basic material that something is built from, especially when that material doesn't really change. For example, this table is made of wood. This necklace is made of silver. The wood is still wood. The silver is still silver. Nothing's transformed. It's just shaped into something new. Think of it like saying, the main material is still the same. Number two, made from. Now, made from is a little different. We use this when the original material has been transformed. It doesn't look or feel the same anymore. For example, this wine is made from grapes. The grapes don't look like grapes anymore. They've been changed. Paper is made from trees. Trees don't look like trees once they're paper. So if the material goes through a transformation, say, made from. Number three, made with. This one's often used with ingredients. We use made with when we're talking about a key part of a product or recipe. For example, this cake is made with chocolate. Chocolate is one of the main ingredients. This soup is made with fresh vegetables. It's like saying, one of the important parts inside this is something. Perfect for food and drinks. Finally, we have made out of. This is similar to made of, but we often use it when we're talking about something being repurposed, like when a material is used in a creative or unusual way. For example, this sculpture is made out of old car parts. The kids built a fort made out of blankets. Think of it like, wow, they use that thing to make this thing. Clever. Here's some common mistakes learners make. I often hear my students say things like, the cake is made of chocolate. Not quite right. But remember, chocolate here isn't the main material of the cake. It's just an ingredient. The natural version is, this cake is made with chocolate. Another one, paper is made of trees. Again, not correct. Trees transform into paper, so it should be, paper is made from trees. See the difference? Small word, but a big change in meaning. Okay, quick recap. Made of, the main material is the same. The chair is made of plastic. Made from, the material has changed. Cheese is made from milk. Made with, one of the key ingredients. This salad is made with olive oil. And finally, made out of, repurposed or unusual material. This dress is made out of recycled bottles. Let's try a mini quiz. Choose the best option. This bottle is made of, made with, made from glass. Number two, wine is A, made of, B, made from, or C, made with grapes. Number three, this pizza is A, made of, B, made with, or C, made from basil. And finally, this lamp is A, made from, B, made of, or C, made out of old CDs. The correct answers are, this bottle is made of glass. Wine is made from grapes. This pizza is made with basil. And number four, this lamp is made out of old CDs. Next time you're describing food, clothes, or even furniture, you'll know exactly which phrase to use. Now I want to hear from you. Drop a comment. What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen made out of something unusual? I once saw a bicycle made out of bamboo. And if this helped, hit like, subscribe, and follow for more English tips that actually make sense in everyday life. See you next time.